business park. And so we'll just walk through this presentation and have a real quick Q&A if you guys are interested. So it's Meadows Business Park. Meadows Industrial Park with an anchor tenant there currently, which is BUC Brands, which I can get into that if we need to. Basically, on page 2, slide 2, this just shows the inside of the new BUC Brands Fulfillment Center, Building 1. So basically, we're building rural opportunity in the Missouri Ozarks. And this is just fulfillment workers processing some of our bulk inventory in the newly rebuilt building. It was rebuilt in 2017, burned down in late 2016. So it just kind of shows you it's a lot of fulfillment happening in that facility, a lot of outbound shipping and a lot of inbound containers. This next slide, page 3, this is a general overall aerial, just to give you an idea. And everyone's pretty familiar with this as you drive by in Kirbyville there, the two buildings. And, of course, this shows the expansion building, which is now completed, the 6,000 square feet on Building 1. So we have right at 50,000 square feet, not quite currently. And we have moved our corporate office to Branson because there was a large available facility, and we had to have moved somewhere immediately within 24 hours from our devastating fire. So we are still located in Branson. So we have an additional 18,000 square feet of Branson, in corporate offices in Branson, that we're looking to move back to Kirbyville. So that building in the background there, Lot 2, that was completed in 2007, and that's about 11,500 square feet. And then this Building 1 is the building that burnt down in the foreground, the white one that we rebuilt, and now we've just added another 6,000 square feet. The rest of this is kind of the meat of the discussion that impacts transportation, logistics, infrastructure. The current master plan, which is included in here, calls for several larger buildings for expansion, approximately 275,000, 280,000 square feet total in a mixed-use light business industrial park. And then in the foreground here, it's got cut off with the aerial, the drone. Obviously, this entrance, which now has business park signage, it's just a few minutes drive from the exit of the proposed Taney County Expressway. So we go from being kind of in the middle of Kirbyville, rural, to being very approximate to 65, which is going to make it really nice for us. And there's a lot of reasons why that's highly relevant to us. This next slide is just kind of shows you a 3D aerial cartoon rendering, so to speak. The buildings in the on the left there, those are the existing two buildings, and it shows with the expansion. And then that large building in the middle is about 115, 120,000 square feet. That's a planned building for VHC as an anchor tenant. And then the foreground, the other two shaded buildings, which we've now converted to one 12,000 square foot facility for planning purposes, actually Lot 3 building at 12,000 square feet is the next building we're planning to break ground on. And I already have two or three tenants interested as third parties, not related to the fulfillment center, that are interested. So this doesn't show curved and guttered and everything else, but we can get into that. The next slide kind of is too hard to read. At the very back of your presentation is the same layout of the HDRs allow for, which is the same. It's the same slide. It just gives you a little bit better view of the buildings that we're planning. So there's a dozen or so buildings. The 280,000 square feet is shown on there. And then it shows the 120,000 anchor building, which can be expanded to 150,000 or 200,000, depending on how we manage stormwater, and how we manage fire suppression. And that's a pretty big deal for us out there. So we are planning extra wide sidewalks, tons of green space, and then a one-acre retention pond is the current plan for fire suppression. As far as I know, this is the only planned business park in Central Taney County. It's just about the only flat land around there that's available. I do own the 23 acres, and the reason I own the 23 acres is we had a future expansion plan, and we always wanted the extra acres for the BHC Brands Fulfillment Center. If I had put that somewhere where it currently occupies about 3.5 acres, if we purchased 3.5 acres and then we wanted to expand, we wouldn't have anywhere to go. So the idea behind being in Kirbyville was plenty of expansion area. So that's really the idea. And obviously you guys know it's low income, it's rural, it's the Ozarks, so it's all about job creation. So this is another aerial, shows you kind of the cleared out land, and you can kind of envision the overlay, it kind of follows 76 around the way we would put the buildings in there. We're site ready, we're master planning, and we're planning the next facility. And it would be a job creation engine for the Militaney County in rural Kirbyville. We're already working with a rural electric cooperative. They offer some very unique USDA-backed and otherwise financing programs for real estate development. And so that's an exciting program we're already participating in. However, due to the rural location, much of the infrastructure that's normally associated with a multi-acre development we're responsible for from the ground up, and this is definitely presenting some challenges. So there's transportation infrastructure, there's sewer infrastructure, and then there's water district, and obviously those are the three main ones. And it does present some challenges to basically build our own city in the middle of a field next to the highway. And when we get into that in detail, it is definitely presenting some challenges. So basically, that's the idea, but we are moving forward. As far as why would I be talking about this, there's a couple of reasons. One is just visibility in general. Over the past decade or so, a lot of people drive by, what are you doing out there? You've got this big building, not a big sign, and you guys fly below the radar and all this stuff. So basically, this is about visibility and kind of explain to willing listening audiences what we're trying to get done. The idea here is that for VHC Brands, which is the anchor tenant, which is a distribution model for large e-commerce websites now. So we sell on Amazon, Walmart, Wayfair, Zulily. We have a lot of big ticket clients. It's a very high volume drop ship to the end user model. So you go on Amazon, you find our product, you like our product, you purchase our product, we ship it extremely fast under very stringent requirements for Amazon, Walmart, and others. And the end user receives the product nationwide in 2 or 3 days, and they're happy, and they write a review, and we keep going. So basically, that's the model. We also work with other mass retailers that buy bulk, but the basic model is high volume outbound shipping and high volume inbound product. So that's requiring us to look at a bigger facility, but the cost of the associated infrastructure for a facility we're trying to defray by adding these satellite tenants and other buildings that help support the infrastructure for sewer and water and everything else. So that's basically the idea. And the other point to make here that's really key for this board is to just understand the context of why would we be talking about a traffic issue potentially in Kirbyville. We already import 200 plus containers a year. That's approximately one container coming a day, a business day. A normal year has 221 working days, so we're at 200 containers a year. We already are FedEx's largest user in the area and becoming one of the largest users in the region. We already are one of the largest recyclers in the region of cardboard and other things we're doing. And we're also adding storage and distribution for other clients that don't operate as efficiently as we do. So understanding that there's going to be a traffic nexus, so to speak, is just something I think that's relevant to talk about. And it's also relevant to talk about that it is about job creation, but the infrastructure, any additional improvement in infrastructure, including the expressway, is going to be a big deal for us. In addition to that, not just me needing larger buildings for myself, all the infrastructure is going to drive more visibility with other regional or national users. I think that's kind of the other key point here. So while we may need a large facility moving from 50,000 square feet to 60,000 square feet to 120,000 square feet, and then obviously we can lease or sell those buildings, the plan is to lease them off, putting a better footprint forward so others are interested in a similar model is also part of the plan, meaning that other people want a distribution or an office location somewhere in the central low-cost Midwest. So the expressway absolutely ties into that, guys. It's a big deal for us. But then in the bigger, wider world, if we're all bleeding heart liberals, it is about job creation. And I'm not a bleeding heart liberal, but you can put that in the record. But there is the element of job creation that we create this sort of central location in what would become central Taney County instead of, you know, sort of east of the economic nexus. So that's really the idea. That's what we're doing. It's exciting. It's taken a while to get there. As we've evolved the business model, we didn't realize how active we could be. We used to be a smaller business. We're a much bigger business now. So things are changing for us, and we're having to address longer-term growth issues. So that's really the only reason I'm here today. I'm not advocating anything. I'm just letting people know in very similar conversations around the county that this is what's going to be happening out there. So anyway, that's about it. And my name is Ken Klein, and there'll be a for lease sign up there, and you'll see some other buildings going up. Any questions?
I do. The current entrance,
yes,
and the highway configuration there, because Ken and I have been in discussions on several levels, not only Jonas with economic development, because obviously you can see the implications of economic development here, but that stretch of road near his entrance, even though the drone shot, even the one that does include the entrance, cuts off just past his property, is the Kirbyville Schools.
Correct.
And there is an ongoing problem with accidents there. I think most recently we've had another,
yes,
school bus involved accident. And so part of this discussion stems around what could be possible solutions to those types of things. I'm sorry that MoDOT is here, because we believe, I would like to believe, that there is a combination of private-public partnership that could occur. But as Ken talks about, is there's a great deal of heavy lifting already with the infrastructure there. And so some of this stuff, we don't have a good way forward on the public side, but maybe in the transportation improvements we could help. County forces doing some work, if MoDOT would permit those types of things, has some potential. And again, I'm kind of speaking here with no
legitimate authority. Make a long story short, it's being checked into.
Okay, so do know that.
It helps right there.
There's just there's not a lot of information to give at this point, so.
Well, just the improvements made to the expressway reaching up to that point is going to be a new concept of how in planning for the next stage, the phase beyond the existing expressway, how that all needs to be tied in and accessed. So it's good we're doing the planning now on the front end, and but you've got to live out there with all these congestions and all those things on an ongoing basis.
Right, right.
But so this communication of having planning ahead of time and then sharing that when it's available, when it's made public, it can only be helpful to looking at different alternatives that you're suggesting that could be made to alleviate safety issues with relative to the school, sidewalks, overpasses, all those things come into play. And then as the traffic starts to mount there, more trucks, more containers, et cetera.
Yep.
The issue is not going to go away. It's going to become more convenient. So the more get-togethers and planning, and as soon as Kelly has any aspects, you know, the better to stay on top. Let's make this a regular agenda. Maybe not every meeting, but at least every 6 months, we probably ought to touch base to see what's going on.
It is in the project matrix. And as Devin points out, there's activity going on it. We just want to...
Well, the aggravating part, there's so many things that it has to meet with MoDOT before they want to really say, yes, go do it. You know, so many accidents, so many fatalities, so much traffic, you know, the speed limit, trying to get it reduced, you know, to where it could possibly do a turn lane. Like I said, it's being talked about. But
do you think you have any guidance after the first of the year? I suggest, as far as that consideration, we put this off the first of the year. Call you back in.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm come always back in or see where we're at. And hopefully the expressway's been approved by then, and everybody's talking about construction. And so we'll see how that dovetails in. This is a good start to the planning.
As crazy as it may sound, that governor's grant hopefully could